Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Kutta Shock Entertainment Report. It is World Wednesday. Winning Wednesday, right? It is World Wednesday. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, creator and host of Kutta Shock Entertainment Report, right here on BTR since March 2011. And I also appreciate my cousin Linda for being co-host also. And I appreciate all those whom have been guest co-host and filled in. Remember when Sean Alexander Hamilton filled in for maybe 6 months back in 2020. And you know what? Looking forward to him coming back to let us know exactly what other books he has written. I know since you all have last heard him as a co-host or a guest on the show or a special host, he and his sons completed a book, and he's written many other books, and a lot of other wonderful things have been going on in his life. And those of you that have been guests on the show, open invite, you are invited to return. Many have told me they're looking forward to returning. We just need to pin it in the schedule, and really appreciate new listeners and new supporters. And definitely email us at cultureshock, K-U-L-T-R-E, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T underscore Beth at yahoo.com. That's K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T underscore Beth at yahoo.com. And I'll repeat it thrice, as always, K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T underscore Beth at yahoo.com. Cash App. And that's welcome and thank you, and anything you say definitely goes into the redevelopment and reinvestment in Kutta Shock Entertainment Report. Cash App is $ Beth Be True Kutta Shock, and it is spelled Beth, B-E-T-H-B-T-R-U-K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. B-E-T-H-B-T-R-U-K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. And I will say it again. At Cash App, $ Beth, B-E-T-H-B-T-R-U-K-U-L-T-U-R-E-S-H-O-K. Ooh, my diaphragm. Right, that's a mouthful, isn't it? But really, thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate those who I see in person and those that I network with throughout social media. Thank you for those that interact with the Facebook page, Kutta Shock Entertainment Reports, and myself, Bethany Williams, Beth Avon Lady on Facebook, TikTok. I have two profiles on TikTok and on Instagram and LinkedIn. I have a backup LinkedIn, and I have my original LinkedIn. So thank you to those that interact with me on LinkedIn and YouTube, out social media, and Messenger, and those that appreciate my support. Big shout out to BTR community, the founder, Alan Levy, the staff, and of course fellow podcasters like Pastor Doug Jr., CEO, and his crew. Thank you all for your support and your listenership, and especially worldwide, right here in my native United States. And I thank Turkey for being the second listening most country that listens most to Kutta Shock Entertainment Report. Turkey, and also the intro is from my friend Charizmi V, whom from the start of the show has been a long, amazing supporter, and big shout out to whom Cousin Linda and I talk about often, Nursery at Salt Bay, and so on. Everybody at the Mykonos Islands, right? Mykonos Islands in Greece, yes. Big shout out to Finland, number 3. Canada's number 4. Canada and UK, it goes back and forth. Canada and UK been in the top 5. Bangladesh, big shout out. Brazil, big shout out. A big shout out to longtime Facebook friend Vincent Faustino in Brazil. And also he's a member of the James Franco project that I created back in 2017. But big shout out to those that handle the administration and moderators. They are amazing. If you all are a fan of James Franco, I created a group for him, a private group, and it's amazing. So definitely come in. And if you love movies and art, and or if you are in the industry, it is definitely a fun group to be a part of. Very positive and upbeat group. And thank you to the listener that called in yesterday. I don't know if the listener is a fan of Pete Davis or was really Pete Davis. So a big shout out to the gentleman that said his name was Pete Davidson. A big shout out for calling in. When I first heard him, I knew he was going to say something hilarious. So Pete Davidson or not, very funny comedian. I did go to the Pete Davidson tours, and I had known he had been planning on going on tour, and I see where there's a court date tomorrow regarding reckless driving and driving into a house back in February, and some of the tour dates had been like postponed or canceled. That there's a court date that he will experience on tomorrow on the 27th. So sending out prayers that everything works out. And Pete Davidson, I know earlier this year I had seen a story regarding his pet, where Peter had been very upset with him regarding buying a very expensive pet. But he bought the pet because of his allergies, one of those pets where, you know, people that love pets but have allergic reactions to pets. And so I have to look that story up. I remember seeing that story a couple of times. I mean, you probably do too. But I thought it was amazing that his mother's love podcast, also the gentleman that called in. And today's a special day. My late brother, the Honorable Mr. Christopher Dale White, today's his birthday. He was 9 years my senior. I'm the baby, and he was the next one. Yeah, my mother, yeah. Back in 68, it was unheard of for a lot of women getting pregnant in their late 30s. But, yeah, I came into the family when Mom was in her late 30s, and my late brother passed away at the age of 23 on Memorial Day weekend in 1984. When I was 14, and it was unexpected. So, like we were talking about Bronny James, I'm so glad Bronny James is recovering. My brother experienced what Bret Michaels experienced and what Dr. Dre experienced a few years ago. So thank God for research when it comes to cancer and strokes and heart attacks and just so many things. It's amazing because my brother passed away from the same thing that Bret Michaels and Dr. Dre and people that I know in my personal life. And I talked with a woman a few days ago in my neighborhood. I was out exercising and walked into the washateria and met a young lady that's the same age as I, 54, and she told me she defeated breast cancer, defeated a stroke. And then she even told me that as we spoke, she has a brain aneurysm on her brain. But I mean, she was the picture of health and so energetic and not sickly. or anything. So we just have to do our best to take care of our sins no matter what. It, the fittest of the fit, and those of us that know we got to get back in shape. But it is World Wednesday. Please call in. I'm not sure if Cousin Linda is joining us. I thought she was going to join us today as we talk about the world climate and other hot topics. Call in at 516-595-8255. Appreciate you. Thank you. So fun. Thank you, Pixabay.com. You all check out Pixabay. And some of you artists might submit music to Pixabay, but I love it. So fun and upbeat. So cool. So I am on EarthDay.org website, and this is a story published on July 21st. And it's about how fashion giants are thrifting, are capitalizing on the trend of thrifting. And it goes to say that in an era of overconsumption and accelerated trend cycles, consumers are buying more clothing than ever. From 2020 to 2022, revenues from the fashion industry grew 20%. And analysts are predicting a 5 to 10% increase in 2023 alone. Today, the fashion industry is estimated to be worth $2.5 trillion. See, I was talking about the beauty industry yesterday. Yeah, I thought I told you trillion. I remember when it was a billion. It's trillion. Look at all these billionaires. Of over 100 billion garments produced annually, only 1% of the produce garments are recycled, while 85% end up in a landfill or incineration. Dominating the garment industry today are the fast fashion and ultra fast fashion companies who churn out thousands of designs daily. By marketing their clothing as both affordable and old trend, something Cousin Linda and I talk often about, they have transformed the traditional biannual fashion season into a relentless cycle of micro seasons every week, despite the cost to the environment. Although unsustainable practices dominate the fashion industry, sustainability sales. Globally, 60% of consumers indicated sustainability is a top factor when deciding what to purchase. As sustainability has become more of a priority for consumers, the demand for alternatives has soared in 2023. The thrifting market will see an estimated 1.4 growth, pushing the annual revenue to over $14.2 billion. Moreover, the secondhand market is expected to increase 12.7% by 2026, three times faster than the global apparel market overall. Essentially, the circular market is growing rapidly, encroaching on fast fashion's profits, with some estimating the secondhand industry will be worth over $700 billion in 2030. As the secondhand market growth began to outpace fast fashion growth, and as many companies began to see their clothing sold on different resale platforms, the fast fashion brands realized the potential of creating secondary streams of revenue. This led to the popularization of eco-friendly schemes such as take-back programs and secondhand marketplaces. The goal of these programs is to cash in on conscious consumers. For example, some companies have introduced repairs, which give the appearance of promoting upcycling over buying. Some brands have rolled out recycling programs, rewarding customers with in-store credit through a cash payment or discounts for returning their worn clothes. Still others have created their own peer-to-peer reselling platforms, allowing customers to sell the customers' products to one another directly. While some see these new programs as a step in the right direction, critics have called these initiatives thinly veiled attempts at greenwashing, intensifying their consumers shop more. This is another way for fast fashion brands to continue capitalizing on sustainability-minded consumers. Customers are seeking better ways of shopping, both from environmental and economic point of views, and brands know how to create an image appealing to them. By introducing these schemes, brands are creating a second stream of income while enhancing their reputation as environmentally responsible. This additional revenue, however, only increases the production of fast fashion garments, and it's not based on a circular business model. Rather, they are based on a liner model of take, make, waste, continually depleting the Earth's limited resources. When shopping secondhand, it is crucial to understand where the money spent is going and what the money will support in the long run. As consumers, we all have the power to reshape the fashion industry into a force for good. Take action today and implement sustainable shopping habits by choosing quality over quantity, practicing circularity, and staying educated. We can change the market, make your voice heard. So this is all about fashion on Earth, and fashion industry must change petition. It's on this article, and I'm going to reshare this article too from earthday.org. That was a very good write-up on earthday.org website, you know, talking about how we can make our world a better place on, and something that we talk about almost daily. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, something that we talk about almost daily, shopping. Fashion houses and fashion companies and fashion lines. And one thing that we do know, many of us do the brands that are doing what I just shared, I mean, they're taking notes from their own customers, from their own consumers, because that's what many of us do. Facebook Marketplace, and many other companies online that we resell our products on. It's so fashion companies and brands, they're like, well, that's a good idea. Let's do it ourselves. Let's do it with our customers. Let's do it with other vendors. So we'd love to know your thoughts. And if you have any input, please call in. I'm trying to reshare this article on my social media, on my Facebook. And also I'm resharing it with Cousin Linda. Let's see. But that was really interesting piece. But there are a lot of things going on with this world, climate change. And I am, excuse me for the pause. I'm not sure, but getting back into the studio screen, because if I was in the studio screen, I would have put more music on. But that was from EarthDay.org. Those of you that do not visit, have never visited Earth Day's website, it's EarthDay.org. And there are many great articles and information regarding how to support EarthDay.org and just how to live greener life within your own world, in this big world. Okay. So, yes. So I played music so you all would not have to listen to quiet air as I read over some research material I had looked at. I believe Cousin Linda might call in. Looking at LPI dot usra.edu. For those of us that would like, you know, just the basics, because we know we talk about weather, we know we talk about climate, but what, or some of us might wonder, all we know is that our weather is screwed up, you know, wherever we are around the world. You know, we have beautiful weather, but then we have crazy weather, and you might be somewhere where the weather is beautiful, but then somewhere not far away or on the other side of the world, you're wondering, I know I'm wondering sometimes, I'm in America, but, you know, some of the places where some many listeners are, I'm like wondering, wow, why is that flooding happening? Why are the fires happening? What's going on? You know, I'm, you know, so we all are concerned, and it's still World Wednesday, and we all are concerned. So on this website, lpi.org, usra.edu, it explains about exploring Earth's climate. And I'm going to read a piece, and I believe Cousin Linda will join us also. And so I will read this and then go back to the screen and turn her mic on. Climate and weather. Whether you have pine trees, like I do, or cactus, neighbor down the street, but, you know, but many of you are in places where cactuses are. And don't get me started on cactuses. Let me stay focused. Because Cousin Linda's aunt had a beautiful flower bed filled with cactuses. I love cactus, except the one time I fell into the cactus plant. I loved it so much, I wanted to get up close to it, and then I'm falling in it. And you all know that story. So our cactus. Growing in your backyard is determined by your climate. Latitude, elevation, and ocean currents shape your region. Temperature, precipitation, and wind patterns are, in short, your local climate. Climate is distinct from weather. While weather can change in a matter of hours or with the seasons, climate is the long-term average weather of a region. And it's something that, you know, we see talked about in the news, something we all have in our personal conversations, something that you hear Cousin Linda and I talk about here about how we have watched the weather change throughout the years and decades. Climate is the long-term average weather of a region. The average of 30 years or more of weather determines the climate of a region. Your closet is probably full of clothes, shoes, coats, and hats that are appropriate for your local climate. What you choose to wear on any given day is determined by the weather. Earth's global climate is a balancing act. Earth's water, ice, air, life will continue to interact over long-term scales to influence our climate. Humanity has not now proven influential enough to fundamentally alter our local and global climate. In the past, Earth's climate was shaped solely by natural factors. Astronomical factors determine how much of the sun's energy reaches Earth, including changes that occur over thousands of years. The shape of Earth's orbit around the sun wobble and the tilt of Earth's axis. Changes to the Earth itself also influence global climate. These can be big changes, such as the configuration of the continents and the way the atmosphere and ocean circulate, as well as more subtle, I need to drink some water, more subtle changes such as small alterations in the composition of Earth's atmosphere. Together, these many details determine how much energy Earth receives and retains from the sun. The sun is the source of Earth's surface warmth. It provides over 99% of Earth's energy. Alone, energy from the sun is only enough for our planet to reach I'm really not sure. Like negative 20 Fahrenheit, something like that. I need to figure out how the right way. I should, as much as I love, okay. But thanks to a small percentage of heat-trapping gases, Earth is warm to an average temperature of about, 57 Fahrenheit or 14 Celsius. Warm enough to inhabit. These gases emit by volcanoes and bacteria and others trap some of the heat, preventing it from escaping into space, the greenhouse effect. And so there's an animation of the sun and the earth. I'm going to also reshare this article too. And again, visit the website, lpi.usra.edu. Earth's warm global climate is created by a natural greenhouse effect. Most of the sun's light passes through the atmosphere and warms the Earth's surface. The warmed land and ocean emit infrared radiation. Some of the infrared radiation is absorbed by heat-trapping atmosphere. Carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, and water vapor are heat-trapping gases. The atmosphere is 78% nitrogen and 21% oxygen. Heat-trapping gases are a tiny fraction of the air we breathe. Carbon dioxide makes up almost 0.04% of the atmosphere. Methane is only about 0.00002%. Water vapor is highly variable. It may represent between 1% to 4% of the atmosphere at the surface. Even in relatively small amounts, these heat-trapping gases have a very big impact on Earth's atmosphere temperatures. Small increases in the amount of these gases mean increased warming of our atmosphere. In addition to the greenhouse effect, other factors help moderate Earth's temperatures. Life, mainly bacteria, generated much of the heat-trapping gases in our atmosphere. Trees and further contributions from bacteria and other small organisms are cooling influences. They can help keep one of heat-trapping gases in check. Life is possible not only because Earth has a relative abundance of water, ice, and air, but because life continues to interact with these features to shape the dynamic place we call home. So Earth's global temperatures at any time are a result of the balance between various natural warming and cooling influences. In the past, the balance has also tipped towards the cool side, perhaps even covering the Earth entirely in ice. We know what they're talking about there, right? The study of Earth's climate is in itself an entire field. And it is concerned with Earth's prehistory and a myriad of complex interactions, not in this article that I'm reading. So there are other, I would share not only this article, but then also the ones that are recommended, the other resources that are recommended, like NASA Global Climate Change, Vital Signs of the Planet. That's another recommended read. NASA Global Climate Change, Vital Significant Signs of the Planet, Climate and Global Change, and TED articles and videos relating to climate changes. Earth is a global surface. Earth's global surface temperatures are rising at an unusual rapid rate. The past century has seen an average global increase of over 1.0 Fahrenheit and 0.74 OC. So I have to make sure I've been. I love my science classes and my chemistry classes and studying the earth. So I need to go get back into that. A degree may not seem longer to you, but today's global temperature are the highest of the past 500 years, perhaps even for the past millennium. Temperature change is nothing new. The earth has undergone many changes in the global temperature in the past. Certain eras in the age of the dinosaurs were warmer than today, and the ice ages were colder. However, modern human society has never encountered such profound and rapid change. And that's something Cousin Linda and I talk about. Large changes in temperatures occurred in the last million years during the glacial cycles, but global warming at the end of an ice age is thought to have taken 5,000 years. Scientists attribute most of the current climate change to increases in heat-trapping gas concentrations in the atmosphere. Scientists also agree that carbon dioxide released to the atmosphere by human activities is the main culprit of the climate change. Yep, that's what we talk about often. It is released from burning coal, oil, natural gas, and power plants, cars, factories, and to some extent from the clear cutting of our forests, something we talk about often, because our wildlife are clueless. They don't know where to go. Human activities also release other heat-trapping gases. Methane is released from animals, rice paddles, rotten garbage in landfills, mining, extraction of natural gas, the fertilizers used to grow our food, and nitrous oxide. Human activities contribute much more. Okay, thank you all. My apologies. There was a disconnect. My phone died. A technical situation occurred, and I remembered the website that I was reading from, npl.ucra.edu, npl.ucra.edu. So I'm going to connect to the screen, and hopefully Cousin Linda and callers are on hold. Well, I don't see, but she's in the studio on hold, so I will resume discussing. I don't see any callers calling, but thank you all for those of you that are listening. Tomorrow is True Thursday, and we continue our series talking about America's and the world's elite. I would talk about elite families of America and the world, elite families, So, and you all are welcome to join the conversation, chat with us in the chat room, and call in. Really appreciate you. I look at the stats, and it's amazing, the different ways that you do listen to the show. And you can dial in and listen in and create a list of profiles so you can chat in the chat room also. But thank you for the various ways that you listen through Apple Podcasts, or, just different, your favorite music and podcast platforms that where you can listen, not just here on Blog Talk Radio, but we love it when you create your Blog Talk Radio account. Listener account and mingle with all of us here at Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to look in the studio screen one more time before I maneuver off to something else interesting that I had seen. Okay. So we have about 5 more minutes of live streaming, and then we'll have, so you call before within 5 minutes, and then we'll have another 15 minutes to talk. So again, email at cultureshock, KULTURESHOK, ENT underscore Beth at yahoo.com. And right during that little break when before I call back in to continue the show, GMA3 is talking with someone about the climate and workers, UPS workers. You know, UPS did reach an agreement with the workers, so there won't be a strike. So congratulations to the workers on getting raises and also for their working conditions improving also. So I'm reading an article also from a couple days ago from The Guardian. Jim Skia to take helm at IPCC as world enters crucial climate decade. British professor elected chair of UN's expert panel, which warned in March that 1.5°C threshold could hit in 10 years. The British professor, Jim Skia, has been elected to head the UN's climate expert panel, taking the helm of the organization charged with distilling the best science to guide global policy in a crucial decade in human history. Skia is a professor of sustainable energy at Imperial College London and who co-chaired the report on solutions in the panel's latest round of publications, said in statement he was humbled to have been elected chair at a meeting of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, in Nairobi, Kenya. He succeeds the South Korean economist Ho Sung Lee, who is stepping down after nearly 8 years at the helm. Last year, Skia warned that it was now or never to limit global heating to more ambitious Paris Agreement goal of 1.5°C above pre-industrial levels. As the IPCC wrapped up a cycle of bumper assessments with a synthesis report that urges dramatic reductions in planet heating emissions. With extreme weather sweeping the planet from devastating floods to blistering heat waves, the IPCC warned in March that the world was on course to cross the key 1.5°C global heating threshold in about a decade and said that the impact of warming were hitting faster than expected. In an interview with Climatica, Skia said recently that he was genetically optimistic and underscored that humans still had power over the future trajectory of warming. The challenges are huge, but the key thing is to not become paralyzed into inaction by a sense of despair, he said. Professor Sir Brian Hoskins, chair of the Grantham Institute at Imperial College London, said it is wonderful to see the UK's position reinvigorated by the appointment of Jim Skia as the new chair of the IPCC. He has a wealth of relevant experience behind him and a sure foot in treading the minefield of international politics. We must all hope that under his guidance,
The IPCC can give the countries of the world the evidence and help that they require to turn their words into action. Piers Forster, professor of climate change and director of the Priestley International Center for Climate at the University of Leeds, said Jim was a founding member of the Climate Change Committee and former IPCC co-chair. Jim would be a great chair of the IPCC over such a crucial decade, where we really need to see a massive step up in international cooperation and action. Leading the IPCC gives the UK a great opportunity to reestablish itself as an international climate leader. So that was great, and I am resharing it also. I'm resharing that article on my social media also, so those of you that would like to read that, I'll reshare it. And it's a lot going on, and we all must play our part. So I'm looking at headline articles. CNN, flooding around the world, shows the growing climate crisis. Record-shattering heat signals, a global climate change tipping point. That is from WSWS. AP News, for the third time this week, Earth sets an unofficial heat record. What's behind this? BBC News, climate change, world's hottest days since records began. PBS NewsHour, summer of record-breaking heat, paint story of warming world, scientists say. The conversation, what El Nino means for the world, perilous climate tipping point. NBC News, how climate lockdowns became the new battleground for conspiracy-driven professionals. Climate scientists push for access to world's biggest computers. And so if there's so much, The Guardian, what I've just shared from, will El Nino on top of global heating create the perfect climate storm? So there's a lot of material, a lot of research for us to do. There's a lot for us to do in our own little world to do our best with saving the planet. Visit the first website, earthday.org. I know many of us do celebrate Earth Day, and those that have never been to the website, I go to the website, and their social media sites pretty often. Definitely go and, you know, get ideas to do things in your communities, in your villages, in your, on your islands, in your cities and towns. Get ideas to do things to help save our planet. You know, it starts with us in our own little worlds, huh? And allow our little world to meet up within this big world and do our best to save it. Mr. Skia said that, you know, it's still in our hands what we can do regarding the future of our planet. So, you know, let's take a little moment to pray. You know, dear God. And you know, I'm Christian, but I thank you, my friends of different religious faiths, my Muslim friends, my Jewish friends, my friends that are atheists. You know, we all hold hands together in unity for our love for one another and our love for this world. But, dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, dear Lord, for blessing each and every last one of us, dear Lord. We thank you for showing us how to each do our part, Lord, in improving ourselves, improving our environments, improving our family and our friend relationships, our worldly relationships, connecting us all through this podcast, dear Lord. We thank you for showing us how we can save the earth, make the world a better place, dear Lord. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we thank you for bringing all faiths and religions together, dear Lord, different nationalities, different socioeconomic brackets, just us, all of us from around the world, and those that are working in space too, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us and extending our days here on this beautiful earth, dear Lord, as we spread love, because love wins over hate. We praise you and we thank you. Amen. So I thank you, and I appreciate you all for being a part of Culture Shock Entertainment Report since 2011. I thank Cousin Linda also. She will be with us on tomorrow. She did attempt at the 11 o'clock time, you know, she called it, she dialed in, and but we came in on at 11:30. So she was listening when I had experienced a technical difficulty, because she shared with me that we cannot hear you. And I told her I experienced a technical difficulty. So, but tomorrow we're continuing our discussion on Elite, America's Elite and the World Elite. And maybe Brother Warren and others will call in tomorrow. And many of you call in, those of you that have never call in to say, hey, or talk about some hot topics or what's going on in your town, city, village, island, your community. If you're in the military, you know, call in. Let us know where you are stationed here in the States or abroad. Really appreciate your love and your support. Until tomorrow, you know, keep that winning Wednesday attitude on this World Wednesday. I love and I appreciate each one of you. Agape love, unconditional love. I appreciate your support. Friends, family, fans, supporters, fellow BTR podcasters and podcasters around the world, appreciate everyone. We all need each other. Thank you for your love and for your support. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, here at Cluster Shock Entertainment Report, right here at the BTR community, Blog Talk Radio. God bless. Thank you. Mm-hmm.